This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, we are live this afternoon or this morning, depending on where you are on the, Turtle Island, they used to call it. It's called North America, Canada, United States. I don't know. Do we have any listeners in Mexico, or have they built the wall yet and they can't hear us? We got to yell louder.
I don't think the wall would stop radio communication, but I'm not aware of any.
Well, that high tech stuff. It's right. Invisible. It's invisible, so it must not be real. That's the interesting thing about our psychology as humans. If you can't see it, it's not real, right? This is the way modern medical oncologists and apologists for the Monsantos and the biotech industries of the world will tell you. You know what? Saying that we cause cancer, that's ludicrous because you can't even see us, right? That glyphosate you're complaining about, try to find it. Right? You can't do it with the human eye unless you're spraying it from a Roundup bottle that you got from Home Despot. But in terms of on your food and in your food, you can't see it.
Home Despot?
Isn't that what it's called?
I've never heard that. That's a good one. Home Despot. You're not a fan of Home Depot, huh?
Well, listen, it's not, and it's Lowe's as well, but, you know, they're big box, do-it-yourself retailers. I don't have anything personal against them, except for the fact that they sell mercury-laden light bulbs that probably break, and they don't call hazmat teams to clear it out. So every time you go there, you risk mercury contamination. People working there risk mercury contamination. Again, thanks to Al Gore and the global warming doofuses. Who said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's put mercury in light bulbs to save on electricity. Dummkopfs. I'm doing some German now. Dummkopf. Although I can't say Deutschland. Just
I was just going to ask if that's what they say in Deutschland.
I do. We got listeners all over the world, so we got to try to be multilingualistic. Not that I'm succeeding at that at all. But, hey, folks, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, already in progress. No, just a few minutes in progress or less, but here we are for the next couple of hours on GCN and, of course, syndicated radio show stations, if you will, all over the country and online. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com, Captain Morgan's working the notes. And speaking of invisibility, you don't necessarily see the hydrogen and the oxygen in the water either, but we're going to talk water next hour because Paul Barrettero, my good buddy, is finally back in studio, and he's on his way. We'll get there. But the other thing you don't see are cell phone waves, cell phone radiation. Is anybody under the impression that we need more cell phone radiation, not less? Like we have a deficiency of EM field disruption? Is anybody out there going, yeah, we need more. Put up a tower in my bedroom. Come on. I just can't get enough of it. Anybody besides Paul Offit?
Well, maybe Apple. Apple computer.
Yeah,
they came out with that new cell, the latest iPhone that has the wireless earbuds now.
Oh yeah, no, that's bad. And of course, they're so tiny you could swallow them like an FDA approved pill. They're probably healthier for you than anything the FDA approves, by the way. But on the issue of cell phone radiation warnings, right? Oh, you're just an alarmist, right? Even though you have you get Rickrolled every time your phone rings, if you have that set up. It's really, It's an alarmist thing to say cell phone radiation is not good for
well,
you.
Well, I'll tell you what. This morning, as I was looking around in the news about cell phone radiation and stuff like that, they actually call some people truthers in that area as well. I've seen that put out there.
Right, a derogatory statement that if you're looking and in your pursuit of the truth, you are somehow less than human, less than intelligent. My gosh, since when did the pursuit of truth become something to be, you know, made derogatory? Just an insane Orwellian time that we live in at this point. Now, out of California, where you can sue somebody if you suspect they have a grain of, I don't know, name the metal. I mean, you know, mercury, certainly, which is very toxic, but lead and arsenic and aluminum, if it's even suspected to be there, even though it's naturally occurring, you could sue a farmer or manufacturer for it. That's what the Prop 65 did all those years ago. Some benefit to the environment so they don't, you know, contaminate and pollute, but that was supposed to be what the Fear and Death Administration did on a federal level. Sucks to be the FDA because they don't do a good job at that at all. And on the state level, California went to the other direction. They went so crazy that you could be sued for naturally occurring substances in your product. But it's interesting, California has hidden, the Department of Public Health has hidden a warning about cell phone radiation for a number of years now. And somebody actually had to sue the government, like a Freedom of Information Act request, to find out, well, what did it say? Is it something we should be concerned about? Because the cell phone companies, even though they'll put warnings on their devices, right? Don't sleep with it in your mouth or something crazy like that. There's a little bit of fear of liability if the government ever acknowledges that cell phone radiation is probably not great for you. So Joel Moskowitz, he was the director of the Center of Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley, sued the state to have this document published that was apparently there. It was dated April 2014, and it was created like 7 years ago, updated throughout those years, and on it it said draft and not for public release. What did it say? What did it say? This is the shocker, folks. For those of you who still have your head in the sand to hide from cell phone radiation, you might actually be ahead of the game. The document says that the cell phone use may increase brain cancer risks and that cell phone EMFs, electromagnetic fields, can affect nearby cells and tissues. That same government document in California, the Earth Muffin capital of planet Earth, it recommends keeping cell phones away from your body, using headsets and texting instead of talking into it. Also, turn it off when you put it in your pocket. Don't let it just kind of radiate your tissue wherever you're placing it. And that cell phone radiation can pass deeper into a child's brain than an adult's. So you should limit your use, especially that of your children. Why? California, the Earth Muffin capital, where there's nothing that is not toxic, according to Prop 65, would they hide a document as devastating as this? Super Don, is there any evidence of payoffs to the legislators of the state of California to promote a corporate agenda?
Well, I don't have anything in front of me specifically, but I think it's safe to say that yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look at the Dr. Richard Pan and all of them about the vaccine issue. Corporate money corrupting it, and it's done so in this case. If you think I'm making it up, no, this is a real news report as well. Give a listen.
Cell phones are everywhere, but while they're by our heads or in our pockets, are they dangerous?
You ought to be concerned.
Joel Moskowitz, director of the Center for Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley, says yes, and points to a document released by court order from the California Department of Public Health as evidence.
Yes, there you go. Putting the government of California on notice. Hey, you guys knew about this. Why were you sitting on it? Why are you hiding it? And what does it say? Are the EM fields really dangerous?
The document, called Cell Phones and Health, talks about health risks of electromagnetic fields.
We're not just talking about cell phones. We're talking about cordless phones, Wi-Fi, cell towers, smart meters. It goes on and on.
Question is, do you even take the time to unplug your router at night? Or is that too much effort? I know. People want to sleep and they want to have access. I mean, we're turning everything off at night. And yet, well, I guess we're just so used to having cell technology there, we just go, we'll deal with it, we'll live with it. Is it for real, or are they going to say, oh, no, it's just a flesh wound, or it's a maybe document. We didn't really intend it for anybody to read it ever.
But the Department of Public Health, which had kept the document away from the public, says it's a draft for guidance only, not a final statement, citing other agencies like the FDA, FCC, CDC, and National Institute of Environmental Health, who say they found no link between cell phones and cancer.
Dude, if you're going to rely upon the FDA for your safety warnings, you're saying, well, they supersede what we're finding in our own documents here of danger. That shows how not committed to scientific fact they are. The validity of what they're finding and the fact that they're hiding it. Again, a lot of money behind this stuff. And what about the kids? Any risk for the kids?
Moskowitz says he'll continue to fight to get the information out.
Children, pregnant women, and teenagers as being potentially at greater risk.
Berkeley, as a city, puts warnings in stores that sell phones, and the smartphone makers themselves often have warnings included, but admittedly, they can be hard to find.
Interesting, isn't it? Just a little bit interesting. As the industry pushes back on any acknowledgement of liability, yet they have warnings on their own products. And, of course, now California, for many years, has known about this, similar to the way the CDC has known about the risks of dangers of vaccines, and yet covered it up, continues to cover it up. Similar to the way the American Dental Association has covered up mercury in their silver fillings being half or more of the content of a silver filling, a dental amalgam, and saying it's completely safe, completely inert. It's another lie. Another devastating lie that's been revealed today. John Rappaport, another great article, another devastating revelation on killer medical drugs is buried. Again, more evidence that 128,000 people die every year due to properly prescribed, used, administered prescription drug medication in hospital settings alone. Devastating. 128,000 folks, how many are getting cancer from their cell phones or other damaging impact? Now, what do we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Real quick, we increase our levels of selenium. Selenium, the most critical of trace elements. I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. You can go to unlockthepowertoheal.com or go to Barnes & Noble online or Amazon and get the book, as well as the EMF Detox from King Bio. Our good friend Dr. Frank King is on with us every month to do a little bit of the healing revolution. Anything that protects against oxidative stress, damage, and inflammation is going to help here, as well as minimizing your exposure. Another thing we're going to talk about next hour is molecular hydrogen and its impact as the ultimate antioxidant. Yeah, that was good stuff on the show today, folks. Dial in if you want to be part of it, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, unlike anything else in broadcast media. If you think it's like something else, well, let me know so we can change it up. We don't like to sound like anybody else. Actually, we don't have any conscious thoughts on what we sound like, do we, Super D? We go out and sound it out how we sound it out, which can be
do the best we can, yeah.
Do the level best we can. It's a gut check time, though, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Gut check time. We got more articles in the medical literature. You know, I almost say I told you so too often. We can't play that theme every day. You know, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. It would get old. But gut bacteria stories are proliferating throughout the mainstream media now. Because you can't deny the gut reality, the gut connection to everything within the body. Immune system, brain-related, endocrine, hormonal system. There's just nothing you can't relate back to it. And that's where your microbiome is. You've got more bacterial colonies, species, individual bacterial cells than you have cells, mammalian cells of your entire body. It's not even close. And so more studies going into it, but of course reaching the wrong conclusion or no conclusion other than to, hey, how do we keep the drug gravy train growing when everything we do destroys the microbiome, right? Headline here on Medical News Today, we'll have it linked up in the show notes shortly, robertscottbell.com. Gut bacteria affect intestines and brain in IBS patients. Really? Who wasn't under this impression? Who wasn't under the impression that when your gut microbiome is out of whack, it doesn't impact your behavior? I mean, that's basically the entire premise of this article is that, well, when we found that there was leaky gut or irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, some people call it IBD, irritable bowel disease, that your behavior is different. How many of you can behave the same way when you're doubled over in pain? from an IBS attack. You tell me how you. Oh yeah, my behavior stays the same all the time, even when I'm in the throes of an IBS attack. I mean, it's absurd, but there are subtleties to it as well. What about when you're not under the throes of an overt, painful episode of IBS? What if your microbiome is imbalanced? What if it's just yeast overgrowth? You might not be in devastating pain, but have you ever heard of the foggy head associated with that? Could that be visually described as a shift in behavior when you're foggy at the head? Certainly. How about the fact that when your microbiome is so imbalanced, you can't produce your hormones appropriately or neurotransmitters of your brain appropriately? Would anybody be surprised that impacts your behavior? Am I missing something here, Super Don? Because this just seems to be like a, you know, borderline moment of duh, and I told you so, all wrapped into one.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, really, if you want to be 100% honest about the situation, you could take this headline of this story and remove the last three words. It would still be a moment of duh, but it would be accurate, would it not?
Right.
Would it not?
Yeah, but, you know, what they're saying is, hey, look, we pulled the gut bacteria out of somebody with IBS, okay? They take the fecal material, lovely, right? They throw it on a mouse, or in a mouse, all right? Like, yeah, I know. You're like, people are disputing us. We're not monkeys. Well, you're flinging dew at mice. How's that? That's a scientific experiment. Throw some poop at a mouse and see what happens. And so these fecal transplants you've heard about from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, they put them in the mice, and look, their mice exhibit alterations of their behavior. Really? What were they doing? They were reading the New York Times and now they're reading the Washington Post? That's not a change of behavior. That's like reading the same damn paper. What is it? What is different? I mean, you have gut intestinal dysfunction. The barrier is inflamed, therefore there's leaky gut. And I'm going to throw the bacteria that are in evidence in a leaky gut patient into somebody who doesn't have leaky gut and see, maybe it'll take over, especially human to mouse. Now, we've covered articles like this in the reverse, where they've replaced healthy bacteria and it overrun the bad ones, so to speak. But the bad ones aren't bad because they're bad. They exist because you've altered the terrain via antibiotics, via vaccine injury, via additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, plastifiers, and glyphosate, GMOs. But the end result of this finding is that maybe we'll find a better therapy aimed at the intestinal microbiota, and then we'll find biomarkers for the diagnosis of IBS. Really? You need biomarkers for people doubled over in pain, bleeding in their stools? You need more biomarkers than that? You guys are dunderheads.
Science.
Science, right? Oh, well, it's not real unless we have a document that says so based on a test we ran through. I don't know, what's the name of the computer? Watson, right? Your drugs did this. Your additives, your pesticides did this. But that's science. Homeopathy, probiotics, well, it's getting there. We're already there. I hope you are, too. We've got lots more healing to go. How about that White House petition about autism and vaccines? That's coming up after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you'd like to be part of the show, dial us up now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or leave a message when we're off the air. We can play back on the air if you'd like, or just leave us a message at robertscottbell.com and submit a question or comment. We'll answer it on the air, or if you say, please don't mention my name, we won't. And it's that simple. Sometimes we'll do some video stuff off air, like the Twitterverse has their thing called Periscope, and of course Facebook Live as well. We've got some videos that our YouTube channel at, that's RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. There was a story that's really gained a lot of traction, Super D, that we covered last week about stevia killing Lyme disease pathogens. Pretty stunning. I was out there trimming my stevia bush in the garden.
Talking to it, yeah, loving.
Yes, you will protect us from all the tick-borne diseases.
It's like the rock star in your garden now, right?
Yeah, definitely become that. So I'll have to do another video on that out back. Let's see. It was growing so big I had to pull it out of my raised bed garden and I put it in the in-ground garden. And over the winter, a lot of it died back. But now it's in springtime. It's already coming up again. We're south enough that spring comes early. So there's that. And what else is not coming early is genuine response from the government and the CDC about the danger of vaccines and their link to autism and other brain and neurological injuries. So never one to wait. The parents, particularly of those who have children who are vaccine injured or even been killed, have started a petition to the White House. You know how that was it under Obama that this started? Like if you gain 100,000 petition signers,
That sounds about right. Yeah,
I think
so. That if you get 100,000 signatures, you get a guaranteed response from the White House.
Right. So I don't know. That's probably not codified into law, but I'm sure that Trump wouldn't hesitate to respond with 10,000 on this issue because he's already said I'm coming in there to figure this thing out, and he's already. You know, met with RFK Jr. and said, we're going to set up a vaccine safety commission, basically. And yet, still, not a bad idea. I'm not a petition kind of guy, but it could generate at least some publicity if even one more family, one more mom and dad get wind of the danger, and that prevents one more injury or death. Then, you know, hey, it's worth the effort, I think, even though it could go bigger than that. And let's see, this one, Catherine Frompovich wrote, we've got it up at Natural Blaze, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, and they're asking about six actions they want the government to take, or the White House specifically. In this case, Donald Trump, who would be more inclined to do this, Obama would not. One, declare autism a national emergency. Declare autism a national emergency. Now, how many other diseases are happening in as many as 1 in 44 that are not already on that urgent list of, oh my gosh, this is devastating? 1 in 44. Yeah, it is. And the thing is, it was 1 in almost none when we were kids, Super Don. We didn't have a lot of kids that we'd look at that said they were labeled, of course, with autism, even though that label existed before we were in grade school and high school. And if it's just a matter of better diagnosing, where are all our late 40s, early 50s peers, much less those in their 60s and 70s, that are suffering as adults with autism because they just were not diagnosed when they were children because we weren't so sophisticated as a medical community, right? How many times do they say that? Oh, it's just that we diagnose better. If that's the case, where are all our peers? Where are they? Where are all our peers with autism? They ain't there. This is not a matter of better diagnosis. This is a national emergency. It is a crisis. And it's not a genetic epidemic because that doesn't exist. Number two on the list in this petition, they say, hey, let's convene a presidential commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. There is already an idea that was presented from within the White House, before it was the White House as we currently know it, with the Trump administration. Because Trump met with RFK Jr., I believe it was before he was sworn in, to say, you know what, I want you to head up a vaccine safety and scientific integrity commission on the issue of vaccination. Maybe this would prompt a more rapid convening of it at this point since that initial meeting. And that was at Trump Tower, which, by the way, apparently, we say, was bugged by the Obama administration. We don't know. We don't have the validity. We don't have the confirmation, but we will be looking to cover that this week because I fear that the fake news will not cover it honestly with integrity. So we'll see where that goes this week. Number three on this list, depose the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. He has said, now this is the guy that said, we trashed data. We hid data. We massaged data to make it look like the MMR vaccine does not cause autism in any group, when in fact the data showed that little African-American boys given that shot of MMR on time or early were three times more likely to suffer with autism-like illnesses or ailments, and that the overall risk was greater for everybody too. So the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, said, I will testify as a whistleblower under immunity to Congress and Congress alone. So he hasn't spoken out since then, other than through his lawyer. And there are people in Congress who would like to hear his testimony, and yet it hasn't happened yet. Because it would devastate the CDC, of course. Number four on this list. conduct a study comparing total health outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. I don't believe we need this study. And I'm not against it, but my observation over the last 25-plus years is that the healthiest children I encounter are those that have been not vaccinated at all, second to those who have been vaccinated the fewest, and third who have been through the full schedule. And we've seen evidence of this through different surveys throughout the years that show this. If you want to conduct the study, go ahead, but I think it's a waste of money because we already know, and they already know. Injecting toxic medicaments, poisons, animal RNA, DNA, aborted fetal tissue, genetic material, formaldehyde, aluminum, mercury, etc., cannot be argued to be something that would be beneficial to the brain and nervous system of any human, baby or adult. Yet, to look at it with such common sense is to invite derision and ad hominem attacks, especially if you have a degree in the medical sciences. Number five on this list, say, hey, how about we create a national vaccine safety board? I wouldn't trust it. I already don't trust the federal government's involvement in anything vaccine related. So how could we ensure that it would be any more legitimate than what the CDC does as a promoter of the vaccines? Six, repeal and replace the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Yeah, that would go a long way right there. If number six were number one, that would be okay. Because if you eliminate the ability of the vaccine manufacturers, Big Pharma, to produce these things and kill you without recourse or kill your children without recourse, it would immediately force them to produce a safer product, or in light of the fact that it's not possible to produce a safe vaccine, then they would have to stop. Which is how we got into this mess in the first place in the 1970s and 80s after the swine flu shot debacle of the Ford years. There was no way to make a safe vaccine, and they knew it. Dr. James A. Shannon from the National Institutes of Health said this many years ago. The only safe vaccine is a vaccine that is never used. Yet Reagan was convinced that it would be hell on earth, a zombie apocalypse, if the vaccine makers pulled out and there were no vaccines available. He was duped. He was duped. The Gipper was duped. He was. And he helped usher in this 1986 National Vaccine Injury Program. That's a no-fault system. You would have to basically approach the government, a special unconstitutional court, a special master who would determine whether the vaccine caused the injury or death and what the compensation would be based on taxpayer funds added to the cost of each vaccine. Big Pharma would pay not even a fraction of a penny. And this allowed for the expansion of the vaccine schedule through the CDC, the main promoter and defender of vaccines. Conflicts of interest abound. They are the primary distributor for these vaccines throughout government programs throughout the nation. Repeal and replace it. Suddenly there is a real market for vaccines, and you'll find that very few people, when they know what they are, would actually subject their children to them. And that is a devastating blow to the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation for Depopulation. Have I left anything out, Super Don?
I don't think so. That was very comprehensive.
Okay. Now, that's not me telling you to or not to sign the petition, but I wanted to go through the 6 points of the petition and add my, I don't know if there were 2 cents, $2, or
$20.
The
only thing I would throw in there is in the case of a vaccine safety commission, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it would depend on who was on that commission, right?
Sure.
And in a situation where we're looking at people like RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
being, you know, tapped to head something like that, at least, you know, we could look at that in at least with some optimism, right?
Yes. Having people with a scientific integrity, which is almost an oxymoron when it comes to vaccine science, you could find people that have, bottom line, our concern for safety is number one. Because what they do is they overwhelm you with, if we ask questions about the safety of vaccines, fewer people will get them. We'll drop below the X imaginary percentile for herd immunity, which doesn't exist. Only through naturally acquired infection does the infection burn out, not through artificial induction of antibodies. But, of course, their religion believes that if you don't get vaccinated, no matter what the cost to the individual, that all of society would be detrimentally impacted. Case in point, the irony here of the mumps vaccine. There's a rise in mumps, and the mumps is rising even among fully vaccinated populations. There's a story out of Minnesota about the Minnesota wild. I think they're a hockey team, if I'm not mistaken. And they were hit by the mumps. It's clustering on college campuses. And again, the vast majority are fully vaccinated for mumps. So they're suggesting, hey, maybe we need to add a third dose to the schedule from 2 to 3. But have they read, do they know about the whistleblower suit against Merck, the maker of the MMR, exclusive provider, monopoly provider of the MMR, which includes measles, mumps, and rubella, and the fact that they had to spike the mumps tests with rabbit blood to show that there were titers in humans to the mumps, which were not happening at all. The mumps vaccine doesn't work, plain and simple. We are going to see a massive rise in mumps cases, not because of moms and dads who are smart and say, keep those shots away from my kids, but because the shot doesn't work at all.
But they're still going to blame the unvaccinated people.
You're right. Well, they're going to blame and they're going to say we need a third shot, a fourth shot, a fifth shot. We're not going to be happy until everybody's autistic.
Isn't it ironic that they push herd immunity, right? Because that should protect everybody. But then when the vaccines don't work, it's because, oh, well, it's because we don't have herd immunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Folks, don't fall for the lies. Just keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get you past the immunologically immature understanding of vaccines and the immune system. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and our syndicated radio stations across the land and, of course, online, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher, and more. All right, folks, back with a vegan hitting a chicken truck next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro1G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, party on, everybody. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing you health, freedom, healing, liberty like nowhere else in broadcast media. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up. We're just going to share them out there as well. Follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, and there's, of course, pages for the fans of the show and the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook as well. Say hello there. Now, Super Don, you always find some interesting stories to wrap up an hour. We got a whole other hour to go, but my goodness, this one's an interesting one. And you know, I'm looking at the picture of this lady. You know those things that roosters have under their necks, under their beaks? Looks like she's wearing that on her head. And that's her hair.
It's kind of an 80s new wave kind of thing going on there, right?
Right, exactly. So apparently, you know, traffic accidents happen, but they don't all often happen intentionally, right? A little different story here.
We've heard of road rage before, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this could possibly fall into that category, I think.
Yeah, but we have a theme song for this particular accident, because it was intentional based on the foul that the truck was carrying that was the victim in this case of such an incident. Give a listen as the theme song for the accident on the highway of being, well, I don't know why she was targeting the semi-tractor trailer that was carrying chickens. We're going to find out.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call the super chicken. But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you take it. He will drink a super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else who turned to call the super chicken. Call the super chicken.
That's right. They needed super chicken to save this truck, because this woman who attacked this truck carrying chickens in Hull, Georgia, of all places, was a vegan. And that's why she did it. She said so when she was arrested later. Hello?
I see now. Now, you know, I guess she was channeling the spirit of Super Chicken, because I would have to guess that Super Chicken might sympathize with her in this situation.
Thing is, though, they don't tell me whether the chickens were frozen as chicken legs and wings, or if they were alive and, you know, maybe she was helping them escape. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I would have to guess. Maybe I'm just giving her too much benefit of the doubt. But, vegans are very passionate about animals and the treatment of animals and the use of animals for food and stuff. And I get that. But I would have to guess that this was like a frozen chicken truck or, you know, like a Foster Farms truck or something, because you have to just assume that if it was carrying live chickens, the last thing you want to do is run into it and kill the chickens, right?
Well, I guess, you know, maybe it's a mathematical game of sacrifice some of the chickens for the good of the chicken whole, because some of them might have lived to tell the tale. But it's not a good, you know, this is where you go vegan vegetarianism. It's not without its own sense of, I don't know, violence in this case. But she was charged with DUI, hit and run, obstruction, and aggressive driving.
Oh, so it was a vegan under the influence.
Right. Yeah, so
that might explain a little more. Yeah.
VUI instead of DUI.
Right,
it's a
right.
Vegan under the influence here. Now, listen, if you don't want people to eat animals, again, I get it. You know, there are ethical considerations for those that have that perspective. And, you know, we may never all agree on these things. But, again, to incite or exhibit or exert violence over somebody else in this case, it's not a good plan. And this is the thing our friends on the political left haven't figured out as well, that they lost the election, Putin didn't win the election for Trump, and that violently trying to, beat up people who like Trump wherever you are, that doesn't reflect well on you at all.
No, but then smashing the windows of local businesses, not going to further your agenda.
Not at all. But this is also, you know, was a concern for me during the Bush years when we said, hey, you know, maybe it's not like Ron Paul said, a good idea to be everywhere all the time militarily, to occupy foreign nations. And you know, they opposed Bush, they petitioned against Bush, they hated Bush. Yet when Obama came in and continued pretty much the same policy with minor course corrections, very minor, suddenly the anti-war left disappeared. Where are the people of principle? Whether you're a vegan, a meat eater, or whatever. Where are the people of principle? We hope they're here. I think you are here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let us know. Got another man of principle coming up next hour. Very excited to have in studio momentarily. Our good buddy from Synergy Science and Echo Water, talking molecular hydrogen. Paul Bertero is back. Yes. Woo. Cue the applause from everybody. I'm thrilled. Anyway, we've got stories about healing on many levels, including reducing your risk of cancer. We got a great moment of doubt. We got 7 science-based health benefits of drinking enough water. Stand by for that and a whole lot more, because the power to hydrate and heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Bertero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.